wonder if you'd give me a little bit more time and tell me anything that you remember about the farm or farming that we've left out of here. Anything that words or expressions that we ought to put down that we forgot to put in or didn't know about, which happens. We just don't know.
Well, I can mention something he can tell you about cane grinding on the farm and how they did it with horses. I go through that, Daddy. Tell him how you grind cane and how you cooked it in a kettle. Now, that's real interesting.
So it would be another...
So this house, when I was born, mostly two roller mills. And use horses to it, grind the cane, cook it in a kettle.
And how was the grinder fixed up? How was the grinder built?
The roller set up like this.
Right?
Yeah, it'd be about that big around. And had a wheel. We call it keying it up, make it tight enough to get the juice out of the cane. Mm-hmm. Let the pumice go on out and then have all the juice out of that cane.
And you just pull, we go around and
that's
turn
right,
the roll?
Yeah. Well, that's what I done the thing with the horses.
Where would you put the cane in? How would you feed the rollers?
Well, they had one man that'd haul it up there and pile it up in front of the mill. One person just pick it up and stick it in.
Mm-hmm. How much would you get in at one time?
Well, about... We just had one horse, about two canes. A good size cane.
Mm-hmm.
Take two mules and put about four or five cane in there.
I see. And you
mash it out. Well, it had three roller mills in, bigger mills.
Mm-hmm.
And get the juice better.
If you had two mules, then you could put the rollers out farther and get more cane.
No, you want to put them up. Two front rollers wouldn't be as tight. But the back roller would be tight where it got all the juice out of that pummy.
Mm-hmm.
When the cane went through there.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you catch the...
Had a barrel, a kettle, or something sitting there, and the juice run out in that. Or a vat, some build vats. Be about as big as that door, with sides on it. And grind that for a... juice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd make a boil in a for the kettle, according to what the size
the kettle
was had.
Put in, the kettle was put in a clay and brick furnace. The kettle explained that,
how that was cooked. And got left fat and went to the evaporator. That run from the I'm the older,
though.
That's yours. Not older. Mm-hmm. When you first put it in these kettles and boiled it, how'd you keep it in? Or what would happen after?
It had two hooks on it. It had a steel hook around the kettle. Oh, about that high. Then it had another hook set inside of that. And it would boil over that one and go back. It wouldn't come over the outside the rim.
I see. The other rim, or the first, or the second rim would catch it and...
That's right, would hold it.
Hold it back.
Mm-hmm. But it would boil over the western and just run over and go right back down in the kettle.
I see.
And they'd use skimmers, skim all those. Skimmings off and the barrel sitting over there to pour it in.
What did they use the skimmings for?
Throw it away.
Just throw it away.